Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I love that guy. He's a serious out-of-control rocker. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to listen to the archives, to read the articles. Check out the knowledge base, AskJim.biz. We got my blog is there. The poll question is there every week, a new one, and also our newsletter, which you can subscribe to right there. And by the way, our poll question this week is: what kind of a bank, if you were going to borrow money from a bank, what kind of an institution would you borrow money from? What would that look like? And so go there and listen to what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. We're having a great visit with our friend Andrew Sherman, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Road Rules: Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. Andrew, as we went to the break, I was pointing out that I thought that the news cycle, the 24/7 news cycle, is more information. See, I liken this, and that extra information has helped us to absorb some of these body blows that our planet and our societies have been taking lately, in the last 10 years or so. And the reason I say that is, you know, better information about inventory management has helped our recessions be a lot shallower than they used to be, because we have more information about where things are. And that's one of the reasons why I felt that this is one of the advantages of the 24/7 news cycle. But you have one element of that you do disagree with, and I'd like to hear what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that clearly being more informed is going to mitigate risk, and that it helps us understand situations. It can better personalize the situation. Where I'm a little bit getting frustrated with some of the 24 news coverage of things like the tsunami and earthquake is they're being very liberal in the use of words like breaking news. You know?
I hate that. Well, they do that all the time. I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're
if everything's breaking news, nothing's breaking news.
Right. I mean, the point is, when you've got 24 hours of programming, I mean, look how hard you work every day for the time that you're on the air. Imagine if you were on the air 24/7.
Yep.
And so suddenly, you know, I feel like sometimes they're just manufacturing news.
Well, I hate that. Now I agree with you.
And it really is because of the burden they're carrying of having to develop this programming.
Right. Right. No, I agree with you. You can blame that on the producers. And, of course, they're always you can blame that on – and to some degree you can blame that on Wall Street, I think, because of their demand for better, you know, better reports every 90 days in the quarterly conference calls. I tie a lot of the ills of the world these days, Andrew, back on Wall Street. But let's get back to the global growth strategies that you were talking about. What do you see – and help us make sure that we tie this into something that's relevant to small businesses, Andrew.
Well, let me give you a good example, okay? So when your producer confirmed the show late last week, I was in Mexico City in meetings and in our Mexico City office. And so this is what they call in the radio business a good segue
right. That's
relevant. And everybody who emailed me from the U.S. while I was in Mexico City didn't say, you know, have a productive meeting or go have a great shot of tequila later. They all said the same two words. What do you think those two words were?
I don't know.
Be safe.
Oh, be safe. Oh, I see. When they knew you were in Mexico, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got
now,
you. Okay.
I appreciated all the words of safety.
Absolutely.
But the truth is, in the 3 days that I was in Mexico City, I didn't feel unsafe for even a split second.
Right.
And, you know, our news coverage of the drug killings and things going on in Mexico
on the northern border,
right? Has you know, it's real. I'm not saying it's fiction,
yeah.
But it's also overdone. And so, if you think about it, you know, we have millions of small businesses along the southern part of the United States who have this tremendous market to the south. Mexico is a gateway to Latin America,
right?
But 24/7 news coverage of things going on down there has made many small businesses afraid to do business.
Well, what gets I agree with you, and what gets me is they'll report a story. It has no context in anything except that it's sensational. But worse than that, they might talk about it for 3 days.
And I'll tell you the other thing. And
let me say that quickly. It might be that somebody died, and I'm sorry that that happened, and that's a sad thing, and it may be a sensational, horrific thing, but people die all the time. I mean, what's that got to – why should that captivate us for 3 days?
Right, and why should it scare off a small business owner who has great opportunity there?
Right.
I was outside my hotel waiting for one of my partners to pick me up to run to a speech I was giving, and I was watching the people as they walked back up and down the street. Do you know that 8 out of 10 people that I saw were wearing either a U.S. football, baseball, or branded U.S. branded jacket or hat of some sort?
Yeah.
8 out of 10. So if there's that many people in Mexico that feel an affinity towards their neighbor to the north, and I'm a small business, I'm thinking, hey, that's a market I want to tap into.
Yep.
Not if the news scares me off.
Did I tell you about my buddy Doug Barry with the U.S. Commercial Services on the show a while back told the story about the Tennessee manufacturer of salsa in Tennessee? Their number one customer were supermarkets in Mexico.
Isn't that a great story?
Tennessee salsa maker and talk about selling ice to Eskimos. I mean, what? Oh, hey, Andrew, give us your website, please.
It's www.jonesday.com.
How about the one for the book?
For the book is bethetruck.com.
Bethetruck.com. The book title is called Road Rules. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Andrew Sherman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.